WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Today's topic? Something close to all of us, cultivating that positive body image and self-esteem we all deserve. Ever scrolled through social media and felt that pang of comparison? You know that feeling when your feed is filled with seemingly perfect bodies and lives? Trust me, I get it. It can be a real downer. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about accepting our thoughts and feelings without letting them control us. So, how do we use those principles to build a more positive relationship with ourselves? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help us ditch those negative self-talk spirals and embrace the amazing individuals we are. First up, focus on what you can control. We can't change our genetics, but we can absolutely choose how we treat our bodies. Instead of obsessing over flaws, shift your attention to nourishing yourself with healthy foods, getting regular exercise that feels good, and prioritizing sleep. It's about taking care of your temple, your incredible, unique body. Remember, this isn't about achieving some unrealistic standard of beauty. It's about honoring the amazing machine you have. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts, call it out. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often, those critical voices are just loud and unfounded. Replace those negativity spirals with positive affirmations. Instead of, I hate my thighs, try, my legs are strong and capable. It might feel silly at first, but over time, those positive words can really start to shift your mindset. Third, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the amazing things about yourself, your kind heart, your creative spirit, your infectious laughter. Dwelling on what you lack only feeds those insecurities. Shift your focus to what makes you unique and special. You've got this. Now, here's a stoic gem. Focus on virtue, not appearance. True beauty comes from within. It's about being kind, compassionate, courageous, living a life of integrity and purpose. These qualities are far more attractive than any fleeting trend or idealized image. Remember, you're worthy just for being you, imperfections and all. Finally, surround yourself with positivity. Choose friends and influences who uplift you, who celebrate your strengths, and who make you feel good about yourself. We're social creatures, and the people we spend time with have a profound impact on our self-image. Seek out those who inspire you to be your best self. Let me share a quick example. I remember being invited to a beach party in college. I was feeling insecure about my body. You know that dreaded beach bod pressure? But instead of letting those feelings control me, I decided to focus on what I could control. I exercised, ate healthy meals, and most importantly, I reminded myself that true confidence comes from within. At the party, I had a blast. I played volleyball, laughed with friends, and realized that my body was capable of amazing things, running, jumping, dancing. It wasn't about looking perfect, it was about enjoying myself and being present in the moment. So, what are we taking away from all this? Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Cultivate a positive relationship with yourself by focusing on your strengths, challenging negative thoughts, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. Remember, building that self-esteem is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those stoic principles. You've got this. Now, head out there and rock your amazing self. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of confidence, because let's be real. We all need a reminder every now and then that we are incredible just the way we are. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.